The orchestra is tuning up in our musical comedy theater. Subdued discords and discreet cadenzas provide a welcoming sound for the light-hearted audience that eagerly awaits the rising of the curtain. It is a typical musical comedy audience, and the piece they have come to see is typical of its period, ornate and tuneful and slightly absurd. Katinka, with the book by Otto Harbach and the score by Rudolf Frimmel. As the curtain soars, the last to arrive squint at their programs in the dark and read that the scene of Act One is the villa of Boris Strogoff at Yalta, Russia, on the Black Sea. Late afternoon and evening of a summer day. Time, 1914, just before the war. And what a lavish set it is. Strogoff's villa on the left, in the foreground garden with painted chairs and tables laid out with wines, vodka, and food. And over on the right above the wall, the Baroque church where Katinka at this moment is being married to Boris Strogoff. Petrov, an old servant, tells the guests that Katinka really loves Ivan Dmitri, but Ivan went to Paris and forgot her. But who is this handsome Harry who comes swaggering in through the garden gate? By the cut of his toupee, I should say it's the leading man. And it is. It's Ivan Dmitri. And what a tale he has to tell of the girls he left behind in Montmartre.
Is looking for the right girl, one who knows the art of soothing head and heart. For she must be both day and night girl, with pretty witty ways that brighten days, and the light in her eyes when it's night. That's the kind you'll be surest to find. In Montmartre, girls are brightest, their hearts are lightest, their eyes are ever fair. When they smile, their lips and color, the girls are whitest, and their laughter rings like music everywhere. In Montmartre, girls are sprightly, they caper nightly in sweet seductive swells. And they love it when you dare to hold them slightly, tightly, for they are Montmartre girls.
In Montmartre, girls are brightest, their hearts are lightest, their eyes are
going to be awfully embarrassing when Katinka and the bridal party arrive from the church and find Ivan here. Fancy, Ivan Dmitri here in Yalta. There's so much shouting and racing about that even the arrival of Stalin and Mr. Churchill would be an anticlimax. Old Petrov, who seems to be the one man in Russia who knows what's going on, tells us that Strogoff was married before to Olga, but Olga disappeared, and when last heard of was living in a harem in Stamboul and doing remarkably well. But now, here comes the bridal party, and we see a real old-fashioned Russian wedding with all the tribal rites. The groom hits Katinka with a white whip, then hands her a piece of bread with salt on it. The bride's mother empties a can of ass's milk over herself, and the bride's father slips down to the pool room to tell the mujiks they won't have to wait much longer for their money, as his Katinka has married the richest man in Yalta. But ah, her heart is engaged elsewhere.
Thank you.
As she sadly sings this song, Katinka sees Ivan and retires to her mother, burying her head on her bosom, which is a piece of errant ostrichism, for Boris swiftly takes his prize by the hand and with churlish impatience sweeps her off to their private apartments, while Ivan and the men sing of the charming Katinka.
In this ruby cup of wine, Katinka,
where the bubbles shine, Katinka,
they have caught the pretty grace of your smile.
Happy for and the sparkle of your eyes, Katinka, wind from April skies, Katinka,
in this goblet's crystal depths,
where he gleams like a star seen in dreams. Sweet Katinka, sweet Katinka, you are like a rose, Katinka, just as ready, just as ready, and I love you. Seem to worship you, for they send you the charm from the moon. Ah, my joy, dear, where divine, if you're only fine. Sweet Katinka, sweet Katinka, you are like a rose, Katinka, just as ready, just as ready. Send you the charm from the moon. Ah, my joy, dear, where you are. If you were only mine.
Ivan Dmitri was accompanied to Yalta by a rich American, Thaddeus T. Hopper. And it is through the talkative Hopper that Katinka learns that Ivan still loves her and arranges to see him alone. Because Ivan failed to write to Katinka after his arrival in Paris, Katinka accepted Strogoff. But he did write many letters, and it's clear that some interested party intercepted them. They remind themselves of their happy childhood days together, and of the little white pigeon Ivan gave to Katinka only last Easter. The whole thing has been a terrible mistake. But when Petrov tells them about Strogoff's first wife, Olga, supposedly deceased, and whom he saw himself in Stamboul only 3 years ago, that settles it. Katinka and Ivan will run away together, go to Stamboul and find Olga. Thaddeus T. Hopper takes charge of the elopement, and disguised as Mrs. Hopper, Katinka crosses the Black Sea to Turkey. In old Stamboul, Turkey. Yes, Stamboul. And there's almost a stampede among the bald heads as the harem girls slink across the stage. Slinker number one is a fine, thinly clad girl called Nashan, who's a sort of sergeant major to the wives of Isset Pasha. And she seems to just love her work and be happy in the service, as you'll gather from the words of her song, Allah's Holiday. Nashan's first chore for today is to make room in the harem for a team of Circassian girls who have been booked by Alfred Knopf for his Turkish cafe in Paris. But when she ushers them into what is erroneously termed their sleeping quarters, little does she suspect that one of the Circassians is Katinka herself, on the trail of Olga, the first Mrs. Strogoff. Complications develop when the real wife of Thaddeus Hopper learns that her husband has booked into another hotel with another Mrs. Hopper. And further complications again when Boris Strogoff and entourage arrive hot-foot from Yalta in search of the runaway bride. Strogoff suspects that Katinka accompanied Hopper as his wife, and when Hopper plays dumb, Strogoff orders him to produce her. Hopper, of course, brings in his American wife. Strogoff is confounded, and Mrs. Hopper, learning that her hubby has been cruising down the Black Sea with a Yalta girl, threatens divorce proceedings. But the search must go on. Katinka and the Circassians are ready to go aboard the Stamboul train for Paris. So it's farewell again for Katinka and her beloved Ivan.
Has come at last. Oh, joy has become
that her son did love's golden chain.
Of the Circassian girls at Knopf's Turkish Cafe cause a big stir even in jaded Paris, and Boris Strogoff, who's conveniently got himself appointed Russian ambassador, is among the distinguished guests in the cafe. Ivan, too, has followed Katinka to Paris, and theirs is a joyful reunion when alone together they kiss and once again start talking about that pigeon and their secret love.
That waste into mine, kindling sweet passion there. Beneath the power divine, now bathe in their love light red. Who feels the glow of your cheek? Who hears the love light you speak? Kiss divine, love surrender, sweet and tender, from memories that still burn, I love yet try to
not very clear, all the Act 1 and Act 2 characters are here in Paris tonight. Even Mrs. Thaddeus Hopper, who confides to Boris Strogoff that she's never been in Yalta in her life. And the woman who accompanied her husband to Stamboul was a beautiful Russian girl. Boris stamps and fumes. Then it was Hopper who helped Katinka to escape. and the beautiful Circassian girl in the veil who sings so amazingly like Gladys Moncrief, she's not a Circassian at all. With an impassioned gesture, he rips the veil from her face. So it is Katinka. By ancient law, says Boris, you must come with me, woman, back to Russia and your lawful husband. But who is this handsome piece of Turkish delight in the mask and the misty pajamas who advances towards Boris and with an imperious gesture says to Boris and the orchestra, stop! It is Nashan, the head girl from Izzet Pasha's Stambul harem. Remember me, Boris, she says. The entire company gasps and falls back 10 paces. Boris reels, claps his hands to his brow. And, as Nashan unveils, he sees his wife, Olga, his lawful wife. His marriage to Katinka was illegal. Bigamy, he gasps. Now, big of me, says old Petrov the servant, because I knew all the time. It's only natural that at this moment Ivan and Katinka should want all the world to know. Mr. and Mrs. Hopper, it is time to kiss and make up. The entire company sweeps to the foots for the finale. Even and Katinka kiss. And at the psychological moment, in comes that pigeon again. What's he doing in Paris? Why, says the pigeon, I've just been appointed to, you know, as homing secretary.
In the girls are brightest, their hearts are lightest, their eyes are ever bright.
Curtain, the mountain of bouquets, sustained applause, and then it's all over. The audience moves in a slow stream to the exit, and another night comes to an end in our musical comedy theater.